A federal judge has halted the Orion North timber sale on Revillagigedo Island. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the 4 million board foot sale was one of 25 timber sales offered on the Tongass this year.
In 1999, the Forest Service authorized the 51 million board foot sea level timber sale, which was comprised of a handful of smaller sales in the Thorn Arm area of Revillagigedo Island, including Orion North. Since that time, the Orion North sale has been the subject of numerous court battles as conservation groups have sued to stop the sale. In a ruling Monday, U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick sided with the conservation groups and issued an injunction temporarily halting the sale. Sedgwick ruled that the Forest Service needed to address changes in timber economics through the preparation of a Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement, or SEIS, before proceeding with Orion North. In his 22-page ruling, Sedgwick said the Forest Service's decision not to prepare an SEIS looking at changes in timber economics was arbitrary, capricious, and a violation of the National Environmental Protection Act. Kate Glover is an attorney with Earth Justice, which represented six conservation groups in the case. She says the Forest Service used out-of-date information in leading up to the decision to award the Orion North timber sale to Ketchikan's Pacific Log and Lumber in July.
So now, for this timber sale, it would cost taxpayers 11 times as much to build the road alone, to build the road to access the timber, as the Forest Service would receive in revenue for selling the trees. And so the court recognized that those changes are significant and the Forest Service needs to look back at these dramatic changes in the economics of the sale.
Since President Obama was elected, Orion North is the only timber sale that has been offered on the Tongass that includes inventoried roadless areas.
This is an area that's important to people in Ketchikan in particular, and it's a pristine area, one of the last remaining roadless areas on Thorn Arm. And it's important for wildlife, such as deer and other animals in that area. And I think that the court's ruling in this case recognizes that timber sales on the Tongass in pristine roadless areas like this one are really just a waste of taxpayer money.
The Orion North sale would take place over around 205 acres. The sale calls for the construction of nearly 5 miles of new roads, around 2 miles of reconstructed roads, and another 1 mile of temporary roads. As of October, approximately 1.3 miles of new road had already been constructed, but timber had yet to be harvested. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says Pacific Log and Lumber is in dire need of timber to operate its mill.
Pacific Log and Lumber hasn't been able to operate this year because of a lack of economic timber.
Pacific Log and Lumber owner Steve Seeley did not return phone calls by deadline. Graham says the Orion North lawsuit is not about economics of timber sales and instead is part of a long-term strategy by conservationists to shut down the timber industry.
It's old growth timber, but the problem is just the same as it's been, is our young growth is 50 years from being mature, and so we either continue logging old growth for the next 50 years or we shut down completely. The environmental groups obviously want to shut down completely.
The Forest Service declined to comment on Judge Sedgwick's decision. Tonga spokesperson Aaron Uloth says the agency is still reviewing the decision. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.